So today is the 27th of June, 2026, and been wrestling all morning and now afternoon on what I got in my sleep last night. At first I thought it was 38.3, but in prayer this afternoon, doing a lot of meditation, the Lord gave me Lamentations 3:38. So I kept seeing 38.3, so I inverted it. So it's really, he wanted me to look up Lamentations 3:38. And what it basically says is that everything comes out of the mouth of the Most High, whether a woe or well-being. So what do I do with that? What do you do with that? First of all, God is personal. He's presenting himself as a communicating, powerful entity with words. So he gave Adam words, and he gave Adam the ability to commune with him in the Garden of Eden. He named the animals, and the whole Hebrew language, we believe, is the original. So God is a communicator to humans, first Adam and Eve, and then down through the ages, he dealt with Enoch and, well, first Seth after Abel's killed, and then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. And all the way to Enoch, Noah, Methuselah, communication directly with these humans, and then building the ark, communication, words, structure, ideas. And then after they get back on the land and the three sons go out and do what they do, God selects a land, a place, and there Ham's descendants steal that place from Shem's descendants. And God has to do something after the Tower of Babel, after he separates the nations into different languages. And he finds Abraham in the Ur of the Chaldeans. And he talks to him, tells him to go to the land that belongs to Ham and walk that land, sojourn on that land. Be a pilgrim, because I'm going to make you a father of the nations. I'm going to make you a great nation. He's a nation builder, and he's the father of nations. And what does Abraham do? He goes. And he has attached to him a word promise that whoever blesses Abraham will be blessed, and whoever curses Abraham will be cursed. And so that has gone on now for thousands of years. People who bless Abraham and people who don't. And so here we are, 2026, the world's at odds, the Middle East is in turmoil, Russia, Ukraine, all the other places where there's turmoil in Africa, Asia. But at the end of all of that thought process, you come back to, all I got to do is bless Abraham and his seed. And Cyrus did that back in the day, and he released the remnant that was in Babylon to go back and rebuild the temple. Right? And there was good Roman emperors that didn't persecute Christians, and there were ones that did. And there were places on the earth that accepted Jews and their diaspora, like parts of India and Russia, Germany, and places like that, where they habitated all around Israel because they were scattered. Even probably China, obviously America, our land, our South America. But everybody that blessed Israel, blessed Abraham's seed, was blessed. And will be blessed. So in this thought process of dealing with Lamentations 3:38, woe and well-being proceed out of the mouth of the Most High. Meaning, just because you have some good times doesn't mean woe isn't coming to the rich who hate God and worship Satan, or the nations that are proud and they think they can win against Israel or against whoever, because they just want to dominate the world through force. The woes are coming for those nations. They will be destroyed. And well-being is coming to those who fear God, who keep his commandments, who love Yeshua, who love his word, who seek his face with all of their heart, who don't mess around with silliness and worldly stuff, and keep their mind pure, and they wrestle with their sinful nature. These people, well-being, eternal inheritance, wealth beyond measure is coming to the meek of the earth. That's what the Lord is telling me today through my wrestlings. This being June 27th, 2026.